Things should be.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do? I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another attempt at getting Ukraine the funding it says it desperately needs to continue fighting the war against Russia.
President Biden will bring together at the White House Tuesday the top four congressional leaders. On the agenda, the national security bill that sends $60 billion to Ukraine and also includes funding for Israel and Taiwan. The Senate has already passed that bill with bipartisan support, and the White House is putting pressure on House Republicans to do the same. The meeting also comes as Congress has just days to pass legislation to avert a partial government shutdown on Friday. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says she will resign from her position at the end of the week. Donald Trump has suggested his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, be co-chair of the Republican Party. The Michigan primary is tomorrow. Police in Georgia have called the killing of a nursing student on the University of Georgia campus in Athens last week a crime of opportunity. Under arrest, a man from Venezuela arrested for illegal entry into the U.S. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The city of Tomah is recovering after a fire tore through a small business on Friday night. According to the Tomah Fire Department, it took nearly 9 hours to put out a fire at Sassy Girl Aroma. According to a press release, the Tomah Fire Department was joined by numerous other first responder departments, such as the Oakdale Fire Department, Fort McCoy Fire Department, and Volk Field Fire Department. There was a total of 88 fire personnel on the scene. It was just 3 months ago a fire broke out in downtown Tomah at Peking Chinese Restaurant. Multiple businesses are helping out, offering people food, water, and places to stay, as well as clothing for those affected by the fire. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at about 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40. Tomorrow, some of the morning showers in the afternoon with a high of 66. Wednesday, colder with light snow and a high of only 27. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7.
Go on, love left you crying, and you say, oh, your hope is.
99.7 Max FM.
Billy Ocean, there is Caribbean Queen. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8. Also snuck Michael Bolton in there. Time, Love, and Tenderness, mm-hmm. of course, celebrating his 71st birthday today. That was a song where he was at peak mullet, by the way. I was looking at the video for it as we had it airing. And I was like, nope, peak mullet right there for Michael Bolton. It's amazing that he ever got like Nicolette Sheridan to date him, quite honestly, with the mullet that he was rocking. But
I was trying to remember who he was paired up with.
Like apparently they had been a thing in the 80s and then they broke up for quite some time and then they reconnected when she was on Desperate Housewives. And are they still together? I don't know. I didn't get that far in my search.
You don't hear much about him anymore.
No, really.
I think he was in some commercials like a few years ago, right?
Right. Yeah.
And that's the last time I remember seeing Bolton.
Yeah. I mean, he had his like moment time, I think, and then that was pretty much it. Does it say who he is partnered with as of right now? No, he was married until 1990 to not Nicolette Sheridan, but it doesn't say anything about them as a couple. I'd have to dive deep into that there to actually
the Michael Bolton rabbit hole.
That's right. That's where I'll go today, just for everybody else, so they don't have to. Everybody else is having enough trouble navigating down 33 this morning with the reconstruction project. All
dive into Michael Bolton and take the hit for everybody else so that they can just figure out what side roads. Yeah. That's right. You're just trying to figure out what side roads are open this morning because your mind is completely blown at this point, trying to get to work and get the kids to school and all of that good stuff. So I'll take the Michael Bolton rabbit hole while everybody else just tries to get down 33 today. Patience, people. The road, it needs to be repaired. It's going to be a few months, but I think we can handle it. If you drove down 33 at any point this weekend or over the last few days, you know that this reconstruction project was sorely needed. So a little patience, support those local businesses. And again, I'll tell you that if you want to check out the full map of what's open on 33, what's closed, and we're talking, because there's going to be different portions, there's going to be different side streets as this project goes on. There is a lot of great information over at Highway 33 Reconstruction Project. That is a Facebook page that has been created, and it's Highway HWY. So make sure you go check that out. Then you can see what side streets are available, what side streets aren't available. And as I said, they'll update that as they go throughout the project. So, but yeah, I'll take the Michael Bolton rabbit hole just so everybody else can navigate to work today. It'll be fine. Now, if you are planning a move in the very near future, okay,
please.
You guys just did that. Yeah. You just did that. The biggest thing that we have coming up is today I get to officially start getting quotes for painting, putting some carpet tile down, and taking shelving out of Max's old gaming den to make it into our full-time studio slash office. So I get to officially start that project today, only because what we found out yesterday in part of Dexter's forthright and information that he gave us about where he's at with his mental health and his anxiety and his OCD is we found out that he really just loves to come downstairs and just loves to chill where it's quiet, but it feels very confined right now because of our space setup, which that's legit. It really truly does. This was a temporary situation when COVID started. 5 years later, almost, we're still temporary. So we want to make it more permanent and just really give him a space where he can just kind of unwind, get away from the computer and relax a little bit. So that's kind of what we've been focusing on, right? So that's going to be the biggest thing that we do. It's going to involve like turning a couch around and moving the desk. I feel like that's about as much of a move as I can handle right now. But if you're doing anything bigger, right, and you enjoy the soothing sounds of bottles breaking and sirens wailing in the distance, then you need to grab a pen and make a list right now, because a study ranked the noisiest cities in the United States based on everything from traffic and construction to noise caused by airplanes, subways, and the number of bars per capita, or how many drunk people are really going to spill out into the streets after the last call is what that is. You'd think that Wisconsin, just off of that fact alone, we would be farther up this list, but we'll get to that. According to the results, this is no big surprise. The noisiest city is actually our biggest city in this country. New York comes in at number one, mainly because it's the most densely populated and has almost three times more nightlife spots per square mile than any other major city in this country. Now, I will honestly say when we were staying down in Hell's Kitchen, which essentially we were about 5-6 blocks from Times Square, our motel must have been really well insulated. They must have really done a really good job with noise control when they were building it, because honestly, we couldn't hear anything unless we opened a window and physically slid it open. It was very quiet in there.
Yeah.
And we were like in the heart of it.
Yeah,
we really were. It was super, super quiet. Once in a while, if the ambulances were going right by on the road outside, we'd hear it, but it was pretty rare. It was pretty rare for us to hear any outside noise whatsoever. So that was pretty awesome.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Chicago, again, not too surprising here, comes in at number two. It ranked first in average number of flights per day. So there is that. So think about that when you're at Chicago. And O'Hare, I mean, gosh, you got O'Hare. Yeah. Plus you have Midway, too. Now, I know Midway is much smaller, but O'Hare alone brings air traffic all hours of the day, right? You've got Jersey City, New Jersey, that comes in number three on the list, followed by Newark, New Jersey. Boston comes in at number five. Then there's San Francisco at number six. products. Now, when we were in San Francisco, we stayed outside of San Francisco by a good half hour. So we didn't get any of the San Francisco noise. We were in a nice little quiet neighborhood with an Airbnb. We were actually on a cul-de-sac. So we didn't experience any of the San Francisco noise. But when you're just walking around San Francisco, it's typical city stuff. Like it's typical sounds.
Okay.
Miami comes in at number 7 on the list, followed by Philadelphia, then Long Beach, California, and Los Angeles actually comes in at number 10. Now, I went through this entire list of 100 and some cities to see, you know, where we rank around here. So obviously, we mentioned Chicago at number 2. Minneapolis, the next closest, comes in at number 15 on the list. Then you have Milwaukee actually comes in at number 20 on this list. So not too bad.
That checks out. Milwaukee can be kind of loud.
Yes. I mean, you got all the traffic going to and from the water. You've got an airport there. There's a lot going on in Milwaukee. You got some neighborhoods that are pretty tight, you know, and close together as far as parking and all of that kind of stuff. So that checks. And then it also other cities around us, St. Paul comes in at number 26. They were probably the three major that would be most immediate to us. Now, there was a separate study that actually ranked the most relaxing cities in America based on things like parks, spas, and yoga studios. Nobody in Wisconsin ranked in the top like 50, by the way. I know. Glendale, California, though, ranks as number 1 if you're going for the most relaxing. So there is that. I guess it depends on what you really want. Do you want all the nightlife? Do you want all the noise? Do you want all the hubbub? Or do you want something like spa, yoga retreats, and quiet sanctuaries? I guess it depends on the mood I'm in on what day and how much I think I can handle it on a given day, right? So,
well, now primarily you've been staying in Airbnbs, right?
Yeah, we love Airbnbs. Yeah. They're the best. We were just talking about that when we were in Minneapolis last week and having dinner with our friends. They always do hotels. And let me tell you, Pete and Kim do some traveling. They went to Africa and spent 3 weeks there. They just got back from Cabo. They've got a trip planned down to Miami for a few days through a friend, and they usually stay in motels. And we were like, no, do an Airbnb. It's so much more relaxing, because I get that you're on vacation and you're going to eat out, but you do have the option, usually when you have like your own home, and we'll put that in air quotes, to like go get a few things at the store, so you have some stuff at your disposal, so you don't always have to go get a snack out, you don't always have to go get a drink out, like you can have it right there, you know, like we just find them way more relaxing because everybody has their own space too, especially when you have kids involved. Like everybody gets their own space then. Nobody has to be on top of each other. You're not rock, paper, scissoring to see who's going to share a bed with each other. Like you're not doing any of that. And obviously, as our kids got older, we always got 2 motel rooms. But you know, when they're little and stuff, oh, so much better.
Yeah, and you
so
can't control better. Who else is in the motels, right? I mean, sometimes you get noisy people that are in the hotels. So, I mean, at least in a big Airbnb, you've got your basically on your
you're
own.
You're on your own. Yeah. I mean, and you can do several different versions. If you want to stay in a room inside somebody's house, which I still find kind of creepy and weird, you can totally do that. But you can usually get those rooms for like 40, 50 bucks a night. So that's pretty cheap, you know? And then you can do apartments. You can do townhouses, condos. I mean, if you want a full house, which is essentially what we always do, because then Aspen has room to roam. And if we leave and she starts getting whiny, because usually when we're in an Airbnb, she's fine and she does great. But when we leave her for the first time, any given day, even if she's been there for a week, she'll cry for about the first 10 minutes. And if you've ever heard Aspen cry, it, as I've said before, living things sound like they're coming from the ground. It is the most horrific sound you've ever heard. And that could get a little annoying for people. So we understand that. So we usually go the route of finding like our own little house so that she's not bothering other people. Now, she has stayed in townhouse houses and done very well. She's done side by side. When we went to New Orleans last year for Christmas, we actually did a side by side townhouse, but it was the owner who lived next door. And we were just forthright. We're like, she's going to do this for like 10 minutes. He's like, no problem. As long as she calms down, which she always did. So he had no problem with it. But kind of depends on what you're looking for. But yeah, we find Airbnbs way more efficient and way more relaxing. And there's nobody knocking on your door to ask you if you want your towels, like new towels at 7 in the morning. And I love the maid service that you get at motels. That's awesome. I appreciate them, and I respect what they do. I'm the person who always cleans up the motel room before they even come in because I want their job to be easier, right? But at the same time, I don't need you to knock on my door at 8 a.m.
Yeah, that's a bit of a drag.
Yeah, I don't need you asking me for I get it. That's your job, and I appreciate it. But please don't knock on my door at 8 a.m. That's cool.
So what's the noisiest city that you've been in then when you've stayed at a hotel over the years?
The noisiest? I mean, oh, gosh. New Orleans was probably noisier than anything else. And we were in a pretty secluded neighborhood, but it was a really old house that had been split down the middle, right? And so you had like an apartment living on one side, like a townhouse on one side, and then the owner on the other side. And just because of the age of the house, we could hear every car that went by. It was a great place to stay, don't get me wrong. But we could hear like every car that went by. We could hear people outside talking on the sidewalk. And it's New Orleans, so even if you're in a secluded neighborhood, their public transit runs all night long. Takes you down to Bourbon Street and will take you back. So we'd hear huge groups of people walking as they were making their way down to the public, well, call it the trolley, because that's essentially what it is in New Orleans, that would be taking them down to Bourbon Street or to one of the party areas. So that was probably the noisiest, but usually we try to stay, just staying in a house usually takes us off the beaten path a little bit, so it's not quite so bad. But yeah. New Orleans was pretty, it was pretty noisy for most of the bedrooms.
Yeah.
But everywhere else we've ever stayed, it's always been, relatively quiet. We, even when we went to Minneapolis this past weekend, we stayed in an Airbnb. Again, great area. Loved Lake Nokomis area. And it was a very quiet residential neighborhood. And the house, again, I don't know what kind of insulation these people are using. I don't know what kind of noise canceling stuff that they've got in their walls. But we couldn't even hear the cars driving by. And we were on a pretty busy residential street with lots of cars lined up in front and stuff. So it was good. It's always good stuff. I appreciate Airbnb so much. Mm-hmm. And I know some people don't love them or some people have had issues with them, but I'm a fan and I will always be a fan. Anytime I can have my own space and I don't have to feel like I'm encroaching on somebody else, it's good stuff.
Yeah, that's preferable.
Now, I know you guys are getting ready for Ireland, right? Because you're like what? Like a month away, a month and a half away, well, something
month and
like
a half,
that?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys doing full motels while you're there? Are you doing like the Airbnb route? What are the boys focusing on? Because I know that they've been the party
they've been
planners
the
for this
travel
thing.
Guides. Yeah. Yeah. We're primarily staying in hotels. I know when we get to Dublin right away, we're staying in a hotel. We're staying in a B&B when we're on the island.
Sure.
I believe. Other than that, it's pretty much going to be hotels. But like you said, I mean, it depends on where you are, right? If you're right in the heart of a city, there have been times where we've stayed in St. Paul, but we've stayed right downtown, you know? And I mean, right away in the morning, bright and early, you hear everything, absolutely everything. So, I mean, it depends on where you're staying. You can stay in a hotel that's kind of outside of city limits, and if you're not too close to the highway, you're good, you know?
Right.
And the same for an Airbnb. It depends on where you are.
Right. Exactly. And don't you think, too, it depends on what your plans are? Now, when we were in Minneapolis, say, last weekend, really the only reason we got a house is because of Aspen. Otherwise, the three of us probably would have done a motel. I mean, let's be honest. We would have. The only reason we did the house route is because Aspen went with us, because we had just boarded her, didn't feel like doing it, had just left her while we went to Dallas, didn't feel like leaving her again. And so we just took her with us so she could stay on a bit more of a schedule. But don't you think, too, where you stay always depends on what you're going to do. Like, we looked at Airbnbs when we went to New York over Christmas, but then we realized that why do we need a full house? Because we're never really going to be in the room, which is why we did a micro motel like in the heart of Times Square, Hell's Kitchen area, because we would essentially leave at 9:10 in the morning and we weren't coming back until 3-4 in the afternoon, maybe like an hour or so, and then we were going out again. So we didn't really need that much space and we didn't need to be able to spread out all that much, and we didn't really care about the noise noise around us because we were walking in it essentially instead of just sitting there listening to it. So I think it kind of depends on what your overall plans are too. You know, if you're going to hang out in a space a lot, you know, then yeah, you should probably have something that's a little bit more comfortable. But if you plan on never being there like we were in New York, then it doesn't make much sense to have all of the luxuries at hand, right? Give yourself your basic stuff. That's how we feel about it.
I mean, when we've been in St. Paul, it's always been for concerts.
Right.
So, I mean, you have to look at it. So are you just going for a night, a couple of nights? And if you want to be close to the venue, then, you know, that's what it's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah. When we went last Friday, we had no idea that Enrique, Ricky, and Pitbull were playing at the XL Energy Center.
Okay. Yeah.
And the first place Dexter wanted to eat was a place called Casetas. And if you don't know what Casetas is,
it's that like right across the street? From
essentially, yes. Yeah. It's like maybe half a block from the XL.
Sure.
And, but it's kind of like a homemade Italian restaurant, but it's kind of deli style, right? So you get your tray, you get your plate, your silverware, you walk through the line, and they have all this amazing homemade food made up. They also have an Italian grocery store attached to it, and then they make all their own desserts. So you can get tiramisu, you can get cannolis, you can get all of that. And they also have pizza there, which makes total sense. They have one of the most delicious salads I've ever had, so I got that while we were there. But then you basically take your food, you pay for it. It's like going through a cafeteria, but it's homemade Italian. And the food is amazing. You get a lot of it too. You get a lot of it, even if you get the small portion. Cool. There's a lot of food. We love this place. We found it a long time ago. We've been faithful Cassetta fans ever since, right? So that's where Dexter wanted to eat. And then it took us 45 minutes just to get about six blocks because of the traffic going to Pitbull, Enrique. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Ricky. I was like, who knew they could still pack an auditorium like this?
Everybody's going to the Pitbull show. Yeah.
You know, and it's pretty quick to go through Cassettas as well because it is cafeteria style, right? So you're not sitting there waiting for somebody to come bring you your food. You essentially go through your line and you get it and you go sit. It's essentially what you do. So it's pretty quick, but everybody apparently went to Cassettas. So it took us a little bit longer, but then you could tell when the show basically was about to start because all of a sudden about 7:30, I was like, wow, we might be one of the only ones left in here.
See, it's about timing. That's right.
There was no opening act on this one. They were just all performing because we asked the people sitting next to us who were obviously going to the show just based on what she was wearing because I was like, wow, that's how she walks around every day. I need to step up my game. But no, they were indefinitely going to the show. So we've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Sunny, warm, and breezy today. 63 for a high. Partly cloudy down to 40 tonight. Then tomorrow, we're going to see some sun in the morning, some showers by the afternoon with a high near 66. And then as we look ahead to Wednesday, Finn, boy, it's going to definitely be definitely a dramatic change. Let's say it like that. Colder with some light snow possible, only 27 for a high. Right now, it is 33.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. Coming up on Wednesday, February 28th, we have a community impact night with the Baraboo High School junior class from 4:15 till 8 o'clock. So come on out, support this great group of kids. They earn 10% of all the evening sales and any donations left on the table. So come on out and help us support the junior class. Thanks.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. Time once again for the Vintage Shop Hop. It's 400 different vintage shops and boutiques all across Wisconsin and Illinois. Many of the local antique stores and boutiques will be participating in this event. It's always the first Friday and Saturday of March and October. Opportunities to find some great deals on boutique clothing, furniture, and decor. Jewelry, prizes, discounts, treats, fun, and games. Check out Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook to get all of the details. They also have links on their website, vintageshophop.blogspot.com. You can check out the shops in just this area or make it a road trip. Over 360 shops will be participating in over 145 towns and over 11,000 artisans and sellers all together. Get a link to the local shops that are participating again at Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook.
All
And coming up on Saturday, March 2nd, it's another PHP Brat Fry fundraiser, this time benefiting the Easter Adoptive Family Program. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, a grilled brat or Italian sausage, all beef frank with chips, soda, and water. And again, this is all to benefit that Easter Adoptive Family Program. Your contribution will help PHP supply low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. They're going to be collecting monetary donations starting March 1st, running through the 30th. I bet, again, a great way to support it is to get on over there on Saturday, PHP's headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for another great Brat Fry fundraiser.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to do it even faster? Get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Race into your nearest local U.S. Cellular store, and we'll set you up in under 5 minutes for your no-cost 30-day trial. See us in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Maximum Music, Max FM.
It's 8:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great Monday. I know it's hard. Here's Crowded House.
Thank you.
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:36 right now. And Finn, you know, you and I have both been married for a while, so we don't have to worry about the dating scene, thank goodness, because I hear that it's horrible out there, quite honestly. But there's a lot of people who are still trying to find their significant other. And the question now becomes, thank you very much for this wonderful, wonderful sequence of events, Reddit. Would you date someone who obsessively collects something like Stanley tumblers? We know that those stupid Stanley mugs have become a really big thing. Thank you very much, TikTok. Or is that something that, you know, we consider to be a red flag in this day and age? So everyone on the dating scene has at least one deal breaker, but people online are talking specifically about hobbies that are red flags. Now, my one deal breaker was always they can't smoke at all, only because I'm allergic to smoke so badly. Okay. I can't imagine being around somebody and then always being stuffed up. And I dated a few really awesome individuals who then would start smoking, even with, you know, like a few drinks. And I'd be like, nope, we're not doing that. And that was probably the last time we would like actually go out on a date. But usually they were good enough people I would stay friends with. You know, smoking, though, was my deal breaker. It was totally my deal breaker, especially when I was young. So I was very glad that Corey had never smoked before, ever. And part of his deal breaker was that his dad and mom both smoked and he hated the smell of it. So he was never gonna smoke either. So now let me ask you, before you met Chris, was there a deal breaker that you had, like absolutely not going down that road at all?
If they don't like the Beatles or Paul McCartney, forget about it. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Right. That's a big thing for you, right? So you got to be involved in it a little bit, or at least be able to listen to it, right? And be able to understand what's going on. I totally get that.
You know, music, I think, is a big thing. And, I wish I were not that way, but...
No, yeah. I get that, because that was the one thing Corey and I, neither one of us had to worry about. We both liked music. We both liked a lot of different genres. So that was never like a topic of conversation that we had to dive into. We just both knew we naturally liked music, but we met doing radio. So that makes sense, right? But according to people on Reddit, here are a few of those deal breakers out there. Pranking people, particularly the mean-spirited pranks that really just come across as jerky instead of actually funny, right?
That should be a red flag.
I agree. Being obsessed with celebrity culture, especially worshiping celebrities. Swifties, you're going to have a hard time if that's what guys are going off of. I mean, I get it. You got a passion about Taylor. She's awesome. She's amazing. But you might need to tone it down just a notch if you're looking for a significant other. And I'm talking about the really obsessed Swifties out there. Yeah. I get just liking an artist. There's several that I like, too. But some of these people go above and beyond, right? Being obsessed with politics, particularly when it's rage and hate fuel. Now, people on Reddit say there's a difference between keeping up to date on what's going on and being aware of what's happening in the world, or being completely one-sided about everything and spewing your opinion on everything. And I get that. Those are completely different things. Bullfighting, dog fighting, or anything else that's harmful to animals. Another red flag, according to this Reddit thread. Collecting controversial memorabilia, things that involve serial killers, Nazis, porn, taxidermy, things that are racist or hateful with hateful symbols. I can see that being a turnoff for a lot of people. Yeah, I can see that being a major turnoff. Being a social media influencer. Now, this particular thread asked about hobbies, so it's unclear if people feel the same way if you're successful enough to make social media a job. Maybe that's considered to be even worse. I'm not really sure, but some people are making a lot of money being social media influencers, weirdly and unfortunately. Gambling, which is both financial risk and kind of a personality thing too, right? There's a little bit of obsessiveness that happens with gambling. So people say that's a red flag. Smoking weed is another one that people say can be a red flag. And a few people also said drinking. Again, not occasionally partaking. It's making it a hobby and a big part of your personality that people don't want any part of. Then these last two kind of go hand in hand. People who are so extreme and obsessive about their hobbies that it consumes all their time and it's basically a requirement that everyone around them shares the same interest in that hobby, which is more than just a hobby then at that point, right? And then there's also people who have zero hobbies. That is also a red flag for individuals on the dating scene right now. So interesting. I mean, I guess you got to have something that makes you interesting and makes you, gives you a conversation starter and shows you have your own thought process and you can, do your own thing. But at the same time, you don't want it to become so obsessive that all of a sudden that's all you can do.
And what about the generation gap too? I mean, that's totally different, but right. What about those people that, he's 20 years older than right. She is, or even more or whatever. I mean, where do you find your common ground? I mean, there's got to be something that, have you ever broken up with somebody because of their hobby?
No, I just usually broke up with them because they were not great people.
Yeah.
Or I just found out as we went along the process of dating that, they were great people maybe, but our compatibility was not there. I dated a lot of boring people too. I mean, I did. They were just not very fun. Great people, nice people. They've all gone on to find, have happy lives and things like that, but they were not very fun for me. They didn't get jokes. They didn't like to laugh. They liked music, but maybe not as much as we like music in our house where it's always on kind of thing. So there was that too.
And that really is just a compatibility thing.
It is. I mean, I dated a lot of people who would never step foot in a record store and go through each record with me one by one, like my husband will now. I mean, honestly, if we see a record store, you might as well give us about 3 hours because we're going through every record in that store one by one to see if we can pull out a hidden gem. I mean, that's what we're going to do to the nauseam of our kids who eventually just go outside and find a bench to sit on because they're like, we're never getting out of here if they happen to be with us. So, and just those kinds of things. You got to have somebody who gets that stuff, right? If that's the stuff you're into, you have to have somebody who gets that stuff. But at the same time, I mean, we also have things that the other one's not that interested in, right? Like, I mean, Corey encourages me to go out and do stuff that I love. Again, I'm still trying to figure out what my hobbies are after raising kids for so many years. So he encourages me to go find those things and do those things. Now, when it comes to storm chasing, that is essentially a business for us, but it's also a hobby at the same time. I find it fascinating. I've done it with him, but I don't get quite as into it as he does, right? So, but that's his thing, and I respect that. And you got to go do what you like to do. So go chase, go find the tornadoes, kind of thing.
Now
so.
On the list, you had mentioned those people that don't have hobbies. That's also a red flag. So, I mean, is that because those people are more needy?
I think so. Probably. It's probably because they're going to be those people who make you their hobby, right? If they don't have a hobby, are they going to make you their hobby? I think is what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. If they don't have any outside interest, what does that say about them? To me, that's what it
would be. And then they kind of suffocate you.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's how I think about it anyway. But I don't know. It's been a long time since I've had to date. I hope I never have to do it again because it looks really awful.
Yeah.
It looks awful. And honestly, I don't have any tolerance for stuff anymore like I did in my teens and 20s, totally, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Like, I have no tolerance for stupid stuff anymore. It's just how it is. And that's why I think it's interesting now that my boys are dating, because they're already at an age where they don't have tolerance for a lot of stupidity. So I can't even imagine how they handle some situations. Max said it the best this weekend. He called us on his way home from the media day for high schoolers and college students at Lambeau Field. And apparently a couple universities won all of the awards. And he's like, that's not happening next year. And he's like, I'm submitting this project that I work on. I'm submitting this project. And I was like, these are group projects, so you have to put your name on the rest of them. His dad's sitting there. This tells you how much like Corey Max is. And Corey goes, no, you don't. People are stupid. And I said, don't encourage him to say that. Max is eating. He has no idea we just said that. He goes, I'm not putting their name on. Other people are just stupid. I was like, great. Yep, he's just like you. That's
what
we
created. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
No, it really doesn't in that case. Really, it does not fall far. Like, it hits a branch and then it just stops. Like, that's what it does. That's for sure. Now, speaking of people who are, obsessed with certain things and have red flags, we didn't talk about the the animal lovers, dog moms, dog dads, cat moms, cat dads, all of them. And I figured this is a good transition because we have some adorable pets, Finn, over at the Sauk County Humane Society that need great homes. So, you know, if you don't want your dog to be your red flag, then maybe simmer down a little bit. Corey just knows that Aspie is my red flag and everything at this point. So no questions asked. Although the love relationship that he and she have as well, that could definitely be a red flag too.
But well, I mean, got to be honest. I mean, hanging out right? with the dogs is sometimes better than hanging
than
out with the people.
Than yeah. people. Yes, yeah. It truly is. Yeah. It truly is. Now, we have a couple of adorable faces, though, over at the Sauk County Humane Society who need great homes. And we're going to start with Jessie, our dog of the week. She is a 9-month-old lab, possibly heeler mix, who came into the shelter as a stray. Isn't she adorable?
She looks like a Jessie.
She does. She does. She looks so happy. Yeah. She is a very active girl who's looking for a home where she can get lots of walks, playtime, and training. She can be a little jumpy. So if you got kids in the house, maybe want to make sure they're older because that would be best for her. After all, she is part lab, so she's going to have some energy, right? Apartment living, probably not the best for her either because there's other people who live there and Jessie is going to be energetic. She can be very sweet though, and she very much just wants your love and attention. She could possibly share her home with another dog. No cats or small critters though. Well, that's going to be because of the breed mix there. Yeah. She will be spayed, microchipped and up to date on vaccines before going home, but she is just a little love bug and looks so happy. Oh my goodness. So check her out. And then of course, you know, if you want your red flag to be your cat, then you got to check out Mickey, who is a 1-year-old male, black and white domestic short hair mix. Beautiful. He can be quiet with soft meows. He enjoys playtime with a wand toy or some petting in your lap. He enjoys climbing the tall scratchers. So probably enjoy a cat treat in his new home where he can just look out a window. Uh-huh. He doesn't always enjoy being picked up and carried, so young kids might not be an option for Mickey. He is neutered, he'll be microchipped and up to date on vaccines before going home. Now, just a reminder, he's just a little love. Look at those beautiful gold eyes. Cute. Just a doll. Now, their next volunteer orientation at the Humane Society is actually coming up this Saturday at 10 a.m. And if you're interested in learning about all of the different opportunities, you can fill out an application. And if you have kids who want to attend and be a volunteer, remember, anybody between the ages of 8 and 18 has to have an adult accompany them. So just keep that in mind. And then, of course, they have a couple of different community events happening over at the Humane Society. Tuesday, March 26th is going to be a community impact night over at Pizza Ranch. 10% of the profits and tips will be donated back to the Sauk County Humane Society. And McFarland's Manufacturing is having a customer appreciation event on Saturday, March 16th. And Sauk County Humane Society will be there. They've been invited to join. They're going to be there from 10 until 2, and they plan on having a dog there, somebody who's looking for their new home. So you can stop by and say hello. Now, they do need a few things as far as donations go as well, Finn. You can imagine caring for all these animals, what we go through in our houses on a daily basis, right? Liquid laundry detergent is a big one right now. They also need some Dawn, some lint rollers. Oh, that's a must-have in our house. And of course, you can always check out their wish list over on Amazon, have items delivered right to their door if you're so inclined. And when it comes to items for pets, you can also check out Chewy and have items delivered right from Chewy to the Sauk County Humane Society's door. Saukhumane.org to check out Jessie, what a doll, or to check out Mickey as well and all the other pets who need really great homes. Now, coming up, we're going to take a look at the forecast. It's going to be sunny, warm, and breezy today, 60s for a high, almost 70 tomorrow, which is absolutely insane. And then, well, then we're going to have about a 40-degree swing in the wrong direction. 27 is all on Wednesday. Sean Cable's going to fill you in with details next. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Individuals say wrestling in the books. You can check out WIAWI.org for all of the details and final finishers. Milton's Tyson Peach gets the victory at 138 in the Division I tournament. Cole Starbecker of Stoughton, a runner-up finish at 144. Top finisher for Reedsburg, Jesus Gonzalez at 215, was able to finish third place at state. That was all in the Division I tournament. For Division II, fourth place finish for Drake Grozda of Mauston at 120. Lodi's Braden Dorhurst finished fourth at 144 there in Division II. His teammate Mason Lane also with a fourth place finish at 175. Espen Swears with a second-place finish at that same weight class from Mauston. Also won 13 in Division II. It was Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells finishing fifth place for that event. And Harry Keppen of Lodi, a fourth-place finish at 285. Again, check out WIAWI.org for all of the results. Congratulations to all the wrestlers competing at state over the weekend. Girls basketball WIA tournament has played down to the sectional semifinal games. For Division II, back on Friday night, Reedsburg got the win over Sauk Prairie. 60-51 was the final there. They then go on to meet West Salem, where West Salem gets the 68-34 win to advance on to the sectional semifinal. They'll meet number 2 Onalaska, victorious over Sparta and DeForest for this weekend. Number 1 on the other side of that bracket, McFarland able to go through Mount Horeb and Jefferson. They'll meet Elkhorn after Elkhorn was able to top both Monona Grove and Milton this weekend. In Division 2 for Sectional 2, Beaver Dam is going to be at Portage on Thursday as they'll be meeting Watertown in that sectional semifinal. Pewaukee and Grafton on the other side of that bracket. Division 3 for Sectional 1, Wisconsin Dells got a win over Arcadia with a score of 48-33. They then were beaten by Elk Mound at 51-32, the final on Saturday. Elk Mound will now meet Aquinas after they got wins over Viroqua and Altoona. In Sectional 3 for Division 3, it's Edgewood winners over both Bigfoot and Prairie du Chien. Lake Mills on the other side of the 2 seed will be going against number 1 Wapaun. That game is going to be played at Lodi. And Poinette goes on a run in Division 4, gets the first win over St. Mary Springs, follows that up with taking down number 1 Living Word Lutheran, 62-55 the final there. Number 4 Poinette will now meet Winnebago Lutheran at Partyville. That also is going to be on Thursday evening. Again, for all the bracket results and details, go to WIAWI.org. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at about 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon with a high of 66. Wednesday, colder with light snow and a high of only 27. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 38.
99.7.
It's 8:55 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great Monday. You know, lots of coffee, lots of donuts. It's how we get through. It's how we roll with things, right? Here's Genesis, Invisible Touch on 99.7 Max FM.
She seems to have
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's just a couple minutes before 9, and on this Monday, Finn, I feel like we need to celebrate just a little bit. And so we have a great list of calendar days that we've got to run through, starting with Carnival Day today. Oh, who doesn't love a good carnival? You know, there's the traveling type, similar to 19th century circuses, which we also know a thing or two about around here. But amusement rides, food, games, both of chance and of skill. There's thrill acts, there's animal acts, and I'm telling you, I can't wait for carnival season around the area. Yeah. They show up sometimes in shopping mall parking lots. Of course, we have our Sauk County Fair. Mm-hmm. We've got the State Fair in a few months, so it's all good stuff. So enjoy Carnival Day today. It's also For Pete's Sake Day. Now, this is kind of an interesting one because, well, first of all, who's Pete and why do we not do things for his sake, apparently, is the question we should be asking. But we know very little about this particular day. The phrase is a minced oath. It's a euphemistic saying where words that are more acceptable to society replace other words. Minced oaths have been used for centuries. So this particular phrase might go back all the way to the 1920s. An older version might be for the love of Pete, which my grandma used to say. That was her big saying when something went wrong.